Track 4. Unit 4. Listening. Part 3. Multiple choice.
Excuse me, Joanna. Do you have a second?
Sure, Duncan. How can I help you?
Well, it's just that I've been assigned to take some soft skills training, empathy in the workplace.
Ah, yes, that's right. That would have been at the request of your line manager. It's a really useful course. I've been on it myself and it's had a huge impact on me.
It may well have done, but I really don't think it's my cup of tea. I mean, my job is all about hard-nosed negotiations, not touchy-feely stuff like empathy. I don't need to feel sorry for the people I'm up against. Quite the contrary, to be brutally frank.
Well, empathy isn't about feeling sorry for people. You seem to be confusing it with sympathy. Empathy is simply about trying to understand how other people feel, what motivates them, and so on. But beyond that, it's about an authentic desire to understand other people at a deep level and to care about their feelings.
Right. Well, in that case, it's definitely not for me. I'm not into feelings and emotions at all. I mean, I can see why it'd be useful in a job like yours, human resources, which is all about keeping everybody happy and all that.
Well, to some extent, but it's much more about diffusing disagreements. When two people experience the same situation and come to radically different conclusions about what has transpired, it's useful to get inside their heads, to work out why they're interpreting those events so differently. Often that involves going back in time to understand the build-up to the problematic situation, perhaps over several months or years, which may have affected the way each party perceived it. Once you've done that, rather than allocating blame, it's a matter of supporting the parties in the resolution of the current dispute, even if that means simply gritting their teeth and agreeing to put it behind them, and above all, the prevention of its recurrence.
Sounds lovely, but my business is cold, hard sales, not conflict resolution.
Okay, fair enough. So what sort of training would appeal to you?
Sales techniques. Tricks for turning prospects into paying customers who keep coming back for more.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you'd like to be more persuasive, is that right?
Exactly.
It sounds like you need to be able to get inside prospective clients' heads, to understand what they really want, and to somehow manipulate their emotions so they buy from you rather than your competitors, perhaps by exploiting their deepest fears and needs. Have I understood you correctly?
Absolutely. That'd be awesome. Can you recommend a course that'd help me with those things?
Sure. I have just the course for you. It's called Empathy in the Workplace.
But that's the same course as you offered me before. Have you just been manipulating me?
Possibly. A lot of people think empathy is all about being lovely and kind to people, and to a great extent it can be like that. But there's also a dark side to empathy. You can use it to manipulate people. Basically, you can split empathy into two elements. Cognitive empathy involves understanding others' emotions, while emotional empathy is all about sharing those emotions, trying to feel what the other person is feeling. Like when you see somebody whack their thumb with a hammer and you literally feel their pain for a moment.
Ouch.
Exactly. So, it's perfectly possible to have one without the other, which is where manipulation comes in. If you take the time to find out exactly how they're feeling and why, it's much easier to persuade them to do what you want them to. After all, you can't lead them towards your preferred destination if you don't know where they're starting from.
Aha, yes, I see what you mean. Empathy for manipulation. I like that.
Well, just because it can be used to manipulate people, it doesn't mean you should. If you're too blatant about it, people will spot the manipulation sooner or later and feel cheated. I think it's better to treat it as persuasion. Giving people what they really need so they come away feeling as if they've won the negotiation. That way, they're more likely to keep coming back for more.
Definitely. Great. So can you give me some examples of techniques to develop empathy?
Well, I bet you can think of some for yourself. What do you think?
Ask open-ended questions and pay close attention to their answers. I mean, really home in on what the other person is saying. Allow them sufficient time to gather their thoughts and then be patient while they're expressing those thoughts out loud. And actually care about how they feel rather than just feigning interest. Is that right?
Sounds like you're a natural. You're going to love the course.
I'm sure I will. I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks so much for listening to me.
No problem at all. That's my job.